producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
And on your side, the Doug Steffen and Kim John show, starring Jennifer Horn. Mitch McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Playing Kim Jong's cousin, Kim Jong Ding Dong.
King. Instead of Kim Jong, they ought to call him King. King Jong. North Korea said earlier this week, remember, it dropped the H-bomb yesterday. The U.S. said profanity is not necessary, and they're pretty sure he's lying.
Yeah.
So in between questionable haircuts and snooping on Hollywood, they've been talking about their nuclear game threatening war against the world for years. I thought there were all kinds of U.N. sanctions against Korea. What's going on with them?
There are all kinds
of sanctions. How are they testing? Where are they getting stuff for an H-bomb?
Well, that was my question yesterday that I asked Facebook.
And Facebook said?
Well, it's interesting.
Yes.
A guy who does a weekend program here on the Radio America Network.
Yes, our network.
Let me try and get to his comments here. Mm-hmm. He is a importer-exporter. He makes dishwashers, refrigerators, garbage disposals for restaurants.
And hydrogen bombs.
And he goes to Asian countries, and he used to do all of his business there. Now he backshores all of these companies that he buys from Asia to the United States. So he's got a lot of experience there. And he says China... and my premise was, I found an article saying that China buys arms from North Korea, which is in part where North Korea gets a large part of its money to be able to build these
things. Russians, I've heard the Russians do as well, but I don't know if that's
right
or not.
So then I started wondering, then China can cut this off, right? Mm-hmm. And I asked him this because he's really familiar with how the geopolitical thing works in China. And he says, no. He says China loves the fact that North Korea being crazy keeps the United States military on the 38th parallel between South Korea and North Korea and not on China's doorstep. So China will let North Korea be crazy and do whatever they want
until,
because it keeps us occupied.
Really?
Yes.
And we're silly enough to fall for all that? Apparently.
He says that China fears more a united Korea. Which means American troops stationed at the Yalu River, literally a stone's throw across the river from China. It was American troops approaching the Yalu River during the Korean War that led China to send thousands of soldiers across the river to fight the side of the communist North Korea.
By the way, that's where the Little River Band got started, right there.
I heard that.
In case you didn't know that.
Yeah,
as long as we're there, let's talk about the 7% dive in China's stock market today. And now it's seemingly having some impact. Earlier on, it wasn't. The stock market, the people who have invested in the Chinese stock market, I would say to you, as I say to everybody else, just calm down. Futures trading on Wall Street off 2%. Asian markets, the rest of Asia and Europe off 3%. It's not a big deal, boys and girls. It happens all the time. The markets in China did close after 30 minutes of trading and did not reopen. Well, today is over for them because they're ahead of us by most of China is ahead of us by almost a day. So let's say it's 7 o'clock in the East Coast here. It is like 5 o'clock in the morning their time. So they've been through the day. The 5 o'clock in the morning the next day. The international dateline is where Guam is. Remember the old expression, where America's day begins?
Yep.
And that's because right on the international dateline. So what's in Asia is actually tomorrow.
Isn't it amazing how tied we are to China's economy?
Oh, yeah.
And do you find yourself, rooting for China to get better so that we get better?
I don't know if I'm thinking about it that way. I bet a lot of people do, though. Yeah. The underlying worry, by the way, is over China's currency and the fact that their economy has slowed down, and that may cripple or slow down global growth because so many people have tied themselves so silly to China. But it's a quick buck, and that's really what the markets are based on. I say don't concern yourself with a quick buck, and I learned this the hard way, by the way. I used to try to get the quick buck. These day traders that know what they're doing, they can do fine. But if you don't understand the market or you're not in it all the time and you try that, not a good idea. Leave it. It's sort of like a lot of other things. Most of you listening to this program, you enjoy it, you like it, and you say, oh, I could do that. And then I set you in the seat. And you got right. It's the same thing. I don't do that stuff. I don't pull my own teeth. I don't.
Although I'd love to see that.
Yeah, it would be very entertaining, I'm sure. So I do the radio, and that's because I know how to do the radio. You pull your teeth if you're a dentist, or go to the dentist to get your teeth pulled, or if you want to, if you can find a good, honest person to do. And here's the way I always get a kick out of these conversations when Meredith and I are talking about this sort of thing. She wants to know how rich the broker is. And that is the...
That's a great question. That's a really good question.
What kind of a car is the broker driving?
Yep.
And let's go look at their house. So, and that makes sense, doesn't it?
But well, what does she want? She wants them to have a lot of money.
Of course. If they have a lot of money, they know how to make money.
Right.
That's the.
But there are people out there that says he's stealing your money with fees and all kinds of stuff.
If you don't know, you have to be careful about where you go, and you have to understand. I've told this story before. My father lost $3 million on a whim, and he was never any good at that stuff, and he was always conservative, and somehow or ever, in his 80th year, he went to some seminar. He never told me about it. He and his wife, my stepmother, went to a seminar, and they were jazzed by this guy. And 30 people put a lot of money into this. My father had, remember, my father was an orphan, had nothing, grew up without a lot of education, became good at selling clothing and related items, and made, in his best years, $300,000 or $400,000 a year, which is pretty good for a guy that grew up the way he did. And he was very conservative. Put most of it, if he made $300,000 or $400,000 a year, he'd put $250,000 of it away. And it grew. And under the circumstances, it materialized into about $4 million. In one bad deal, he lost three quarters of his retirement.
Wow.
And that happens to so many people. You don't know how many people it happens to. So,
well,
I think that's...
I have access to my mom's accounts.
Yep.
And I can log into her bank account at any given moment and see...
But what about her investments?
What's this? What's her investments?
Mm-hmm.
Her investments are her bank accounts.
Oh, they are? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to explain.
I understand. I get what you're saying. I have... control of my father's assets along with my stepmother, and I leave it to my brother-in-law, who's much better at that stuff than I am. He's brilliant at that sort of thing, so he babysits that stuff. The point of this whole conversation we've had the last 2 minutes is don't be foolish. Don't there is, and you might hear on the radio station you're listening to ads for some of these. The local stockbroker will have a session and invite you to come in
this Saturday morning at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah, right.
Free.
So if you don't really know your way around, just bring somebody, find somebody who knows, somebody you trust. Otherwise, don't do it.
And be a partner with your parents
if they're getting older.
For example, when my dad passed away, my mom and I are partners on her money. My brother handles some of her money, and we all work it out together.
Yeah.
That way nobody's doing any one thing by themselves.
Yeah. It's foolhardy. These people, to go back to what we were talking about, and, you know, let's go and see if this guy is rich and what kind of a car he drives. There's a method to that, and it makes a lot of sense. you need to get to know, and the point maybe even more, you need to get to know this person if you're really going to advance a considerable amount. And most people, when they get into their 60s and 70s, have got substantial, or let's hope, a decent amount of money. It's, you know, to some, $40,000-$50,000 is a lot of money, and it needs to be protected. So don't do something with someone that you don't know. That's probably what comes out of this that's the best advice, don't you think? Don't do something with anybody unless you know them or somebody you know knows and trusts this person. And there are a lot of people who do a lot of radio shows the weekend. Radio stations, folks that carry this program, a lot of them are news talk stations, and they have on the weekend a lot of hours of programming that have, Jennifer, you know what I'm talking about, these mm-hmm. companies that come in and they want to buy the time and they'll sell all these stuff. And unfortunately, in every market in the country, even some good broadcasters, the guy who works at WRKO in Boston, who's probably, Barry Armstrong is his name, he's a good broadcaster, but he also has a stock brokerage and he sells the product on the air. So somebody who may have tripped up on something, I think the guy's a legitimate guy. There are a lot of guys who do it on the radio who are not legitimate, but he's a legitimate guy.
Funny, a guy,
but he still
radio.
Got tripped up in all of this because somebody bought something from him and they didn't like it, and so they went to the FCC and the SEC, and because he's visible, people take a shot at him.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to be on the radio and do that now because the SEC will definitely take shots at you. But a guy on the radio manages all of my retirement funds.
Really?
Rick Edelman.
Oh, he's very good.
Yeah, he's one of the best brokers in the country.
Yeah, he's very
and he actually manages our 401k plan for all of the Radio America Network.
Yeah, he's
you know,
great
Big Bird could manage my retirement. FYI, the play too.
take it from a guy who started too late, Jen. Get on it now.
Uh-huh.
Get whatever it is.
I started it.
$100 a month, do it now.
I started it when I was Jennifer's age, and it's now called Eastley Farm.
But you have something.
Well, yeah, I have something. That's true. I do. Thank you. I like to.
Property is property.
As a matter of fact, for me, I'm sort of waxing philosophically here while we're talking about it. But for me, because I understand real estate, this is something that, even though I didn't anticipate it was going to turn out as well as it's going to turn out, it was the best thing for me to do, even though it caused a hardship for a lot of people for a few years. It was the smartest thing for me to do, actually, because
property
I understand
wise.
Real estate. Yeah, I don't
real
understand the
wise.
Stock market at all.
No. The business you tried to open, it didn't work.
No.
And it was hard because a lot of people worked hard at it.
Right,
tried
yeah.
hard, and it
well,
was...
yeah, but other people that I've worked with have also been very tolerant and patient with me because of how it all shaped up. But the point here is that if you're going to do something, even if it doesn't show up and hit you in the face, it's something that I think when we really get down and analyze it, I've been fortunate because I've understood the real estate market, how to make it work. I was very fortunate in California, and also fortunate that you can also get your head handed to you pretty easily in real estate, too. So if you don't know that stuff, then do something else. 19 past the hour, and good day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, croissant sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say croissant sandwich. Try that.
Croissant sandwich!
Oh, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Pile high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
C.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as one, two, three, not three times. Three days in the living room.
Three. Relax with your mind. We're going to make you all swoon. Are you ready for today's My Three Songs contest? Everybody ready? Yes?
Yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of that. I'm ready. Okay, good.
Yes.
Okay, so we have three songs as usual. Different artists, different tunes. What do they have in common? When you figure it out, you'll call us at 888-302-3684, and you will win a copy of Maria Francesca, say it again, Doug, Francesca Trilogy's book. The book is Life is Good When You Do the Work. It's a great primer for the new year, a great way for you to set yourself off into the positive side of life. That's a good, even though we have Mercury retrograde starting this week.
And this contest today is impossible.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really
the impossible contest here. That's the challenge.
Even though
focus
I got
on
it.
The focus, yeah, on the artist.
Yes. Okay. Not the songs, but the people singing the songs. Toni Braxton starts us off with Unbreak My Heart. Platinum selling number one smash from 1996. Not only was it one of the biggest songs of that year, but Billboard ranked it as the fourth biggest song for the decade of the 90s. It's a big song. Gets played everywhere on these 80s stations. Even though it's a 90s song. They cheat a little. All right, so that's the first song. Next song is Differences by Genuine. R&B group. Songs of 2001, Jen.
That's right.
Was the 10th big hit for them. They covered Prince's When Doves Cry and did well with it. Recently, they've been getting into acting. This is one guy, right? Genuine is one person?
Yes.
That's not a group. He was on Parks and Rec, The Ideal Husband on the Gospel Channel. I'd like to see that. I've never heard of that show before. That sounds like it'd be interesting. All right, so that's the second one. Genuine and Difference is Toni Braxton, the first song, last song from the Starland Vocal Band. Afternoon Delight. Remember how people like to tease? This song was popular when Ronald Reagan was president.
Was also just recently popular.
It was? Why?
Yeah.
Because Anchorman used
Anchorman.
It.
Oh, really?
That's why I went.
That's why I didn't know that, because I try to ignore as much as I can from that guy. Anyway, Starland Vocal Band, An Afternoon Delight.
Way to be relevant, Doug.
Say I'm relevant or irrelevant?
Way to be relevant.
Ah, listen.
Hey, Ronald Reagan, you should like computers.
A lot of people like Ronald Reagan, and he's not. You like Ronald Reagan. Does that mean you're an old duck?
I love him, but I just know the more recent reference for the song.
All right.
You want one more clue?
Tony Braxton, Genuine, Starland Vocal Band, yes?
Then to know that Reverend Al Green was here.
Did he sing that?
So in love.
Is that the president?
Pretty good, actually.
When did he sing that? When did that
come? Years ago, six, 7
really?
Years ago, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that. I never heard that before.
Yeah. So there's another song that you can throw into this. My four songs today that gives you a little clue.
Right. All right, let's see if we can figure this out. 888-302-3684. Why do we have nothing in the background? We should have one of these songs playing in the background. What's the story? I got to tell you to do that? You're the man who's at the controls.
Who's playing the present.
Yeah. Really? All right, let's see what's going on with Sean, who's up in Fairbanks. What's the temperature in Fairbanks this morning, Sean?
Somewhere between 0 and 10. I haven't noticed exactly.
Is 10 above or 10 below?
10 above.
Oh, okay. So that's not so bad. All right. Let's see. After all, it is Alaska. What's the thing that holds all of these singers together?
They are from Washington, D.C.
All right. Wow. Did you cheat? Did somebody call you? Kenny, did you call him and get an answer?
How did you know that?
No. Actually, you gave it away with the last one. But right. none of them can hold a candle to Chuck Brown, though. But anyway.
That's true. Chuck Brown, yeah. D.C. boogie guy.
The D.C. boogie guy. Are you from Washington originally, Sean?
Actually, no.
No. All right. Well, you did a good job here. Hold on. We'll send you the prize. 28 past the hour. Warren's up next.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there's nothing more detrimental to the human-animal relationship than misconception. Too many guardians interpret a pet's behavior in human terms and never stop to think about what the pet is really doing and even more importantly, why. The most important lesson you can learn as a pet therapist or a pet guardian is the value of stopping and thinking before you yell or punish a pet for what you see as an infraction. Examine every possible reason for your dog or cat's behavior. If I had a nickel for every client over the years who began a session by saying, Warren, my dog is just plain stupid, I would have retired a long time ago. In 9 out of 10 cases, it's neither stupidity nor is it spite. It's the guardian's inflexibility and his persistence in seeing a problem only from one angle. Can you imagine if dogs didn't have an open mind, more of an open mind than we had? We very often correct our dogs for behavior that's normal to them. So understand your pet's behavior, understand their body language, understand their noises, and you'll have a much, much stronger relationship, and you'll be fair to your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
This is Houston. Your oxygen levels will be depleted unless you put the valve modulator into the auxiliary gauge after you have calibrated the flexternal matrix, not the external matrix. Do not touch that one.
I'm just a cook.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax, you can snap a photo of your W-2 with your smartphone, and it will automatically put your information into all the right forms. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's winter clearance event. Your chance to get 2015 Gibson guitars at unheard-of clearance prices. Check out over 250,000 guitars, amps, drums, keyboards, and more marked down for this event, including all 2015 Gibson USA guitars. Save up to 60% on leftover special buys, demos, open box, and more. Massive savings on brands like Marshall, Fender, Yamaha, and Zildjian. But remember, each location has its own selection, and it's first come, first served. Guitar Center's winter clearance, tomorrow through...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is not a one-man band or a one-man show. It's not the Rubber Man Band. Although, I could find a rubber band. I could put something on the end of it and snap it. Get Richie in his butt. See if I get good aim. How about that? You think so, Jennifer?
You're the vein to hit me in the butt. Large target there.
That's right, exactly. All right, Jennifer Horn is here on the Good Day program along with Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and you guys. Here enjoying our daily date. How many people remember Robert Durst? D-U-R-S-T. Is that a good 2020 News Quiz question? What do you think?
Sure.
Who is Robert Durst and why would we be talking about him today on the Good Day program? Robert Durst, D-U-R-S-T. He is famous for actually a couple of things.
Several things.
Yes, a couple of things. But he's back in the news. He hasn't been visible for, what, about a year since the whole thing started to collapse around him? It's been at least a year, I think.
He's been busy. He's been tied up.
Yeah. Literally and figuratively. So who's Robert Durst? 888-302-3684. That's the 2020 News Quiz question. 888-302-DOUG. Who is Robert Durst? Meanwhile, back to the weather report, which we seem to gleefully give every day here at one point or another. So we have El Nino, and because of El Nino, Southern California is about to be washed out to sea. Last 3 days, my son told me yesterday that the 5 was shut down.
It was.
Because the workers, listen to this story, you're going to love this. This is government at its best. You ready? The workers, the state workers, were unplugging the drains that lead to the what they really call the L.A. River basins, those concrete rivers that you see in the movies and TV shows.
Where they drive all the car chases.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right. Okay. So they're unplugging the drains. In order for them not to drown, the workers have to plug them artificially so they can clean out the next one down the line. So at the end of the day, they just left. And they left the last one plugged up. So the 5 was flooded for what? Not 20 miles? Well, it was backed up for 20 miles, I think, wasn't it, Jennifer, in either direction?
A mess. Shut down completely.
Down by Disneyland.
It was in Sun Valley.
Oh, it was in Sun Valley? I thought there was another piece of the five shut down.
Maybe he's talking about Orange County, but in LA County, the 5 was flooded out and shut down for miles. There was a huge backup.
Yeah, it was a mess. And the rain.
I mean, this happens in all of these cities where they have warm weather 350 days out of the year.
Yeah.
Sunny weather. They just can't handle water. I mean,
they all of that. But you see, the thing that really makes. This goes back to the Army Corps of Engineers and what they did down in New Orleans after Katrina. They rebuilt everything the same exactly. The system is exactly the same as it was before Katrina. So the next time there's a big storm, it'll wash away again. Well, the basins were built by the Army Corps of Engineers, and they didn't make the access to them. The rivers themselves are plenty big to carry the water. But getting the water to them from all of these basins and all these drains and all of this underground piping, they're not big enough. They can't handle the swell of the rain that has occurred over the last 2 or 3 days. It's been pouring, if I'm told correctly, Jennifer, right, Kenny? Been pouring in Southern California.
Lots of rain. And the deal is that, you know, whether or not we get a lot of rain or we, you know, or not. Okay. The idea is that the state just has no infrastructure, as you mentioned, Dougie, to deal with the water. There should be underground tanks that are collecting all this stuff, because no doubt in 2 more years there'll be a La Nina and we'll be hurting for water again.
Right.
And all of the water that's standing is just running into the ocean.
Right, instead of keeping
the government is not going to desalinate, which we need to drink. So it's kind of ridiculous to see all this water standing when it should be collected.
Where's the leadership? Okay, so the leadership of California is busy declaring a state of emergency because there's gas coming out of the ground in Porter City, Porter Ranch, that too. This is a L.A. suburb. You haven't heard the story. Tons of methane gas spewing into the atmosphere. And I don't know why somebody doesn't just go by with a match. Take care of it. See, I could be the president.
You'd be a great mayor.
I could be the mayor. I could be the governor. I fix all the problems.
What's wrong with you people? Just light a match.
Yesterday, somebody came to my house yesterday to try to convince me to run for a selectman in Framingham. And
that would be a hot.
You're gonna do it?
No. They're worried because there are a couple of bad people running, and so, but I need that. Like I need another. You know what? So anyway, back to El Nino for a moment, please. Let's circle back around. The growth of an El Nino, the warmest phase of the natural ocean cycles in the Pacific, disrupting normal weather conditions. If you go back to the stats from last year, 2015, according to official spokesperson for the Meteorological Awareness Society of America, it doesn't really exist. I just made it up. It was the hottest, but it sounded good, didn't it? That sounded authoritative. The Meteorological Society of the United States. It could be a group.
The MSA.
Up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see if there really is. There may be a group that's named that. Anyway, we had the hottest year ever in the history of the planet since records were started 180 years ago. So all that happened before in the 4.5 billion years the planet has existed doesn't count. Last year, the headline is hottest year ever. We all know that's a crock, but it does seem to be getting warmer. And thus, after that information became public, when the Paris Conference on Global Warming and Climate Change took place, that's why they have established a 2-degree limit. If the planet increases in temperature, and I don't even understand this. Maybe somebody smarter than me, and there aren't many people who are, but if there happens to be somebody who's smarter than
me. Call in now if you're smarter than Doug. 8802-DOUG. We'll send you a book.
Yeah, got a little prize for you.
That you'll be able to read because you're smarter than Doug.
Yes. Anyway, so since the records have been started, where they had the hottest day, so they decided in Paris to cap the amount of increase in the temperature by 2 degrees, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, when they had the things.
So how are you going to do that?
Right, exactly. We're going to control pollution by measuring the amount of temperature rises.
Tempura. Yeah, that's it.
I love fried tempura.
Tempura.
Okay.
It was tempura day yesterday, by the way.
So I think we've taken care of most of the important stories here, have we not? Other than the television. Let's get the TV winners from last night's People's Choice Award. Wasn't that that was the People's Choice Award last night, right?
Sure was.
Yes. All right. So I have that, plus some news on Charlie Sheen and Adam Sandler and Michael Weatherly coming right up here on Good Day. Let me remind you about how to look your best, to be your youngest self. How many times a day do you say, ah, to be young again? You want to restore your youthful good looks, take years off of your face?
How about look like an old hag.
You want to look like an old hag? Well, then you should not listen to what I'm about to tell.
Okay.
Everybody else, Jennifer.
Who
Jennifer.
Answers the question with, I want to look like an old hag? Nope.
You'd be surprised.
All right.
Anyway, but Jennifer's
back
beautiful. Jennifer is beautiful. Her face is very clean. She looks like a teenager. She has rosy cheeks and clear skin. Absolutely beautiful. So Jennifer does not need Genucel, but perhaps you, if you look like an old hag, do. So this is perhaps how you get started looking better in the new year. I can hardly wait until the folks hear this commercial. 800-543-9262. That could be the whole commercial. Don't look like an old hag. Call 800-543-9262. Brilliant, Jennifer. Do not look like an old hag. Get rid of the puffiness, the bags, all the circles around your eyes, all of the dark stuff, the things that you don't like about your eyes. They're all gone by using Genucel and related products. 800-543-9262. Maybe that's all I have to say anymore about this. Don't look like an old hag. Use Genucel. Call 800-543-9262.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Well, right now, you'll get 15% back in Staples rewards on all HP ink and toners, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase $60 on HP ink or $200 on HP toner. Offer ends 1/9/16. For details, see store or visit staples.com/rewards.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that'll happen to you when you get on Super Beets, the easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. All right, let's get to it. 45 past the hour. We have a lot of television news. Let's start, Jen Jen, with the latest. Today we have, I'm looking at a bunch of new shows that are on. Shades of Blue. It's got to be a car. That's the new Jennifer Lopez show. Anybody see that? Is that any good?
Sorry? I want to see it.
Was it tonight? Is tonight the first night? Or I think tonight's the first night, right? Or was it on last week?
It was on, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was on last week. But anyway, what do you hear about? Anybody hear, Kenny, anything good?
NBC is premiering Shades of Blue tonight, Dougie. I think this is the first episode, and I haven't heard much about it, but it's got a great cast. I mean, you've got Ray Liotta and Drea DiMatteo in addition to Jennifer Lopez, so that'll be one to
watch
tonight.
Why did she want
to
do this? What's going on with her that she wanted to do it? police.
You know, I love it. I mean, she's kind of a Renaissance woman. You know, she sings, she dances, she can act. I, TV is a really consistent income, and not that she needs a lot of money, but good for her for seeking it out. Also tonight,
Angel
from
Hell. She's still performing. She's still on the road with tours and stuff.
Yeah, she's in Vegas actually. She's got shows at Planet Hollywood coming up in the spring. Huh. Angel from Hell is Jane Lynch's new project that airs on CBS tonight.
She's good. I like her.
Beyond the Tank on ABC, Child Genius on Lifetime, Growing Up Hip Hop on WeTV, Lip Sync Battle on Spike, My Diet
that's
is Better Than
show.
Yours
have
on
you seen
ABC,
that show?
And Todd Margaret on IFC. No,
have
I have not.
That? Yeah, that's a good show.
What, Lip Sync Battle?
Yep. Yeah, I think it's a good
show. You watched that?
I have watched LL Cool J, and I think Channing Tatum is on it tonight.
I've watched it a couple times, and I couldn't get into it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm shocked to hear you can.
Why could you not get into it? It's a pretty good premise.
It's fun.
It's
LL Cool J.
Bit on the Tonight Show, but it's tough to sustain it on its own show.
I heard, Ken, though, Channing Tatum and his wife did a really great job, though. I guess he kind of sold the show doing a performance of Frozen, which...
Really?
Yeah, like I did see that. That's cool.
He's very likable, but LL Cool J is very likable.
Oh,
well.
No, LL Cool
great
J
host.
Very likable. Yeah, he's a good host.
The People's Choice Awards were last night on CBS, and they honor movie and TV, but since this is a TV report, Dougie, we'll focus on that.
What a favorite great idea,
TV
Jennifer.
Show.
Why didn't I think of that?
I know. Favorite TV show and favorite network TV comedy went to The Big Bang Theory. Favorite comedic TV actor went to Jim Parsons. Favorite
Hold on a second. I got to get into my relevance here. Jim Parsons is in what show?
Big Bang Theory.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
I know who Melissa McCarthy is.
Yeah, in a show that's canceled, but she still won for favorite comedic TV actress.
Was it canceled or does she just want to do movies and not bother with TV anymore?
You know, it was canceled.
It was canceled?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank
you. Yeah. Favorite network TV drama was Grey's Anatomy. Favorite cable TV comedy, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Anybody ever seen that? Always Sunny. Do you understand
see
it?
Pieces
I don't understand.
Of it.
That's a crazy show, man.
I watched it on an airplane trying to figure out. I couldn't figure it out.
Favorite cable TV drama went to Pretty Little Liars. That show is huge on social media. Favorite premium cable TV show went to Homeland. Favorite TV crime drama, Person of Interest. Favorite competition TV show, The Voice.
Yeah.
Favorite daytime TV host, Ellen DeGeneres. And favorite daytime TV hosting team went to The Talk. And late night, Jimmy Fallon won for favorite late night show host.
Okay, so let me ask you this. In terms of A Person of Interest, by the way, is a good show. But Homeland... I hear good things about that. I've tried to watch it, and it's hard for me to find it.
Really?
It's on Showtime, right?
Yeah,
but is it on at the same time, or do you have to download it? Or
I think the best thing to do with something like Showtime is to watch it on demand. If you're not watching it live, they do air a lot of repeats of the episode replays, but the best place to get it is online. Or Showtime has a streaming service, too, that you can pick it up on.
Okay. I find this fascinating, what Charlie Sheen is doing to clean up his act.
Really? Really fascinating?
Yeah.
Charlie Sheen, you know, obviously made this big announcement, life-changing announcement that he has HIV, that he's been living with it for a few
Don't
years
you think
now.
It's fascinating?
And he wants to start repairing his image. He thinks the best way to do that is with Dr. Oz. Apparently, he's been a medical mentor to Charlie Sheen since Charlie went public with his HIV diagnosis. He even got Charlie Sheen to kick booze for yoga, and now Charlie is going to be on the Dr. Oz show. He's previously been on the show to seek help with his addictions after losing his job on Two and a Half Men, so their relationship has gone on for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But they spent a lot of hours together for the interview at Charlie Sheen's home, and they show him doing jogging and yoga and living the good life now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Michael Weatherly did he get canned from NCIS because of the driving under the influence thing? Or who knows the story behind the story? This guy has been on, this character started with JAG, so he was there even before, what's his face, Harmon.
Right, so he's been there since it began, April 2003.
So what's the real story?
I don't know if there is a real story. I think maybe it's just time for him to go. Maybe
he's
asked to leave. He's an actor. He can get other jobs. Many actors think they can work again once they leave a TV show.
Talked to Chris Maloney about that after he left. Where have we seen him that makes any difference since he left Law & Order? He'd been in some movies and stuff, but he's not knocking them dead. I think, listen to each his own. I think his character is an interesting character, frankly. So who's left? David McCallum, and Mark Harmon and Pauly Perret. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that are sticking around. Everybody else is gonzo. All right. Where is that? Nice job, Jennifer. Did you like the way I helped you?
Oh, you always are helping me. And 50, by that, I mean talking over me.
51 after.
But I love you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
How many different themes do we hear going on?
I don't know. I got 20 pages here. I'm sure I can get a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Because Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit is, I think he's at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Now yes, yes,
yes. Yeah, I think that's where he is. Okay, so let's have an extra special edition of the famous, fabulous program, What's Cooking? I was going to say Something's Cooking. How about that, Jennifer? We have an investigation going on of Chipotle. There's an investigation going on at Walmart. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments, plus other important food news right here on Good Day.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
If you want clearer skin, a boost in your brain and productivity, or help fighting off sickness, then grab a glass of water or two or three. From aiding digestion to fighting fatigue, water plays a huge role in your health. Experts suggest between 8 to 12 cups of water a day. Here are some hints to stay hydrated. Drink one cup the minute you wake up in the morning and drink a cup at least 30 minutes before each meal. Try and keep a water bottle handy all through the day. This health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
That sounds like William Shatner, doesn't he?
Sure does.
A little bit.
All right, it's 56 past the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Chipotle in food news. This is a special edition of What's Cooking, starring Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. So, Jennifer, feel free to jump in here at any point.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. Open invitation. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I know you do. So, Chipotle, according to the story at DougSteffen.com today, has been served with federal subpoenas as part of a criminal investigation because of the novavirus outbreak at some of its restaurants. The subpoena requires Chipotle to produce a broad range of documents tied to their restaurant in Simi Valley where the norovirus outbreak took place.
Yep.
That was like last summer, though, right? Isn't there, there been more problems at other Chipotle stores since then? If I'm not
They've
mistaken.
Had a few. They've had a few issues. You know, and I think I mentioned to you before, I would rather have them have the issues and know that they're getting fresh ingredients from people all over the place mm-hmm. rather than one universal center where everything is cut and dried and frozen up and sent away. I don't know. It just... I don't know how you can prosecute.
You're
going to
get
Chipotle
this with fresh food. When you
yeah,
serve
I mean,
fresh
this is
food,
what happened.
Yeah, right.
You're
going
to get this.
And so this brings me around to thinking and talking a little about the locavore movement, L-O-C-A-V-O-R-E, one of my favorite terms, one of the things I talk about frequently, both here and on the radio program that I do called The American Family Farmer, with a focus on people who want to dine on local food. Duh, thus the term locavore. So I'm looking at some of these farms that you were referencing there, Jen. There's a farm, well, actually, there are a couple of restaurants around me, but most of us can find, if we look for them, restaurants that are focused on or specializing in locally sourced ingredients and food. You can find, and I don't mean that they're all... if you're up, for example, in Portland, Maine, you're going to have lobster that comes from the Maine coast. You're going to expect that, right? So there's nothing heavy about that. But it's going to the restaurant, being able to have a bunch of different things, and maybe even seeing on the menu that the vegetables came from this farm, and or maybe even the beans came from this farm, the potatoes came from that farm, the beef came from this other farm, has become a very big focus for a lot of people. When they go out to eat, they won't go to eat unless they can locally source it. So that's why the Chipotles of the world are doing what they're doing, because they know they'll lose in this battle if they don't, even though they're national chains, somehow figure out how to source themselves locally. And it's a big movement, and it's good for agriculture, but it's still, once in a while, as Richie said, Richie had the right response to this. If you're going to get local food, there is a chance that, well, I mean, you get any...
That's why they went to big factory farms in the first place.
Yeah.
Is to be safer, right?
Well, yeah, but it's the exact opposite, frankly. That's
right.
But
look what you get.
Yeah. Right. I'd rather go to a locally sourced restaurant. Thank you very much. Local restaurant better. That's
take your chances.
The way we read it. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.